So first off, you and I spoke, I believe it was the end of January, and the epicenter was there, and I guess things have kind of reversed to some extent. How are things for you guys right now? Has China seen a kind of a flattening out of the whole, as they say, the curve?
Well, yeah, we're kind of on the other side of the curve. Things are coming back to normal here, but that normal is kind of a new normal. It's not like the normal from last year. It's a new normal where it includes getting your temperature taken, having a QR code that, you know, shows that you are healthy and have not left town and have not, you know, been in contact with anybody else who has the virus. And so, yeah, it's a different kind of a normal. Everyone's wearing a mask, even though we've been told we don't have to wear masks outside unless we go into, you know, public spaces like a park or a building. But everyone is still wearing masks.
Yeah, how are things for you and your family? Last we spoke, you guys were pretty much cooped up, you know, in your apartment or in your home there. Are you allowed to pretty much move about now?
Yeah, I mean it's pretty free right now. So in Shanghai, we can be moving around. You know, I went to IKEA today. That's the first shopping I've done. You know, like going to a big store in I think 2-3 months. So yeah, and it looked pretty normal. Yeah, so you know, we don't have any restrictions. For people in the epicenter in Wuhan, I think the date for them is April 8th when the lockdown will end.
And for you and your husband and your kids, I mean, are you guys pretty much back to your routines, in, you know, whether it be school, work, that sort of thing?
Well, no, school has not started. It started other places in the country, but Shanghai has had no word. So we are still doing schooling at home. My daughter... you know, turns on the iPad every morning at 9 o'clock and is watching lessons. Yeah, so it's not back to normal in that respect in any way.
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, we're trying to get our work done as we can. But yeah, no, that one thing has not returned to normal at all.
Sure. And I know, obviously, you're a journalist and you do stories on topics just like this. What's your sense? I mean, as you talk to other people, I mean, obviously, it's a big country, you know, outside of Shanghai. Are people starting to feel more normal? Obviously, you say they're still wearing masks. I mean, what's the sense of the mood right now?
I think people are feeling more, you know, that they're back, you know, getting back to normal. I do think that there is still some fear. Right now, there's fear of actually people who look foreign, because most of the new cases are coming from people returning to China from somewhere else. And so there's a bit of fear of people who don't look Chinese, because, you know, they might be someone in contact with, someone who is returning. So I've heard some stories about, some not so kind behavior. But that I think is just, I don't think it's, super common, but I have heard those stories. So people are still afraid. and I think people are just, you know, trying to figure out how they're going to save their businesses and their jobs. It's been a long time, where people have been, you know, not working or, their businesses has, you know, has really taken a hit. So I think now everyone's sort of trying to figure out how they're going to recover from this.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, you mentioned about how people, it's almost kind of ironic, looking at people who are not Chinese and being worried about them. And as I'm sure you may have heard, talking to your relatives or friends, you know, here in the U.S., there's been some word of some types of either discrimination or unkind things said about people who are Asian because of, you know, the virus. Are people in China... Are they even cognizant of that? Are they resentful when they hear about people in America, some of them anyway, maybe blaming them for the virus?
Yes. They have, of course, heard of those things. So I think, you know, I think xenophobia has no borders. You know, that can happen anywhere around the world. But I also think that there was so much kindness shown to people in China. You know, there's people, you know, sending over masks and sending over supplies. And now I'm seeing Chinese people really concerned also about their friends and colleagues in the U.S. So people are contacting me. Are your parents okay? Do they need masks? I want to donate masks to doctors in America. How can I get masks over to them? So there is a lot of, you know, there's a lot of bad things going on in the world, but there's also a lot of good things going on, too. So that's what I try to focus on.
Yeah, good point. I know last we spoke, I spoke with your father here in Rochester also. I assume you're in touch with your parents. I guess, is it kind of reversed to some extent? Are you more worried about them than vice versa right now?
Yeah. I mean, I think this is the weird thing. When it was more serious for us, I didn't feel so worried because I kind of, you know, I knew what was going on, and I was, you know, trying to control my life. But now it's almost more nerve-wracking when I'm watching the news and talking with family and friends in the U.S. right now, because I can't stop thinking about what's going on there and hoping that doctors there get the supplies they need and people stay indoors and take precautions. So it's kind of funny that I didn't feel that way when it was sort of happening here, but I feel very stressed out when I'm thinking about family and friends in the U.S. right now.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting, and I know for various reasons, factors, it seems like, from what we hear anyway, that China seems to have gotten, as you mentioned, you know, some control over the situation. Are you or other people who live there, you know, if you could give a message to folks who are either in authority here or just people who live here, what would your message be to try to you know, get through this and get over it?
I mean, you just sort of have to, it is hard. Because, you know, you're not able to do the things that you want to do and you're feeling nervous all the time. But you do have to just, the way that we got through it and are still getting through it is just look for the positives and really try to reach out and be kind to other people and, you know, just be caring to other people and keep in touch with others, even if you can't see them, talking with them. On the phone or through the internet. That's the only suggestion I have, but really I do hope people will stay inside and take precautions and not go out too much. That really was the thing that I chose to do. And it worked for me. So stay inside and not go out too much and really limit the contacts I had, the physical contacts I had with other people. I thought that was something I could do. And I hope people in the U.S. will do that, too.
Very good. Rebecca, best to you and your family. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Thanks for chatting with us. I appreciate it.
Okay. Well, take care.